At City Hall today in the Red Room, Brooklyn City Council members Jemani Williams and Brad Lander announced the introduction of a revised Community Safety Act bill that will attempt to address the problems with the New York Police Department's stop, question and frisk policy and its unequal profiling of black and Latino males. The early versions of the bills have been debated in the press, at committee hearings, marched for, protested against, but tomorrow at the stated meeting, the revised bill will be introduced, which, if passed, will advance public safety, enhance transparency, and protect the constitutional rights of every New Yorker. Brooklyn City Council member Jemani Williams, who's co-sponsor of the bill.
As you know, tomorrow we will introduce revised versions of the two key bills of the Community Safety Act, formerly Intro 800, Intro 881. Tomorrow, the new versions will have new numbers. On Thursday, we plan on filing a memo indicating my intent to bring a motion to discharge of the two bills at the next stated meeting of the City Council. At the meeting, we believe the motion to discharge will pass, and the bills will be voted on a subsequent meeting of the City Council. We believe we'll be able to achieve this before the end of June. What our legislation defines as bias-based policing. Recent studies of marijuana arrests show deep discrimination, more in New York City than anywhere else in the state. African Americans are 9 times more likely than whites to be arrested for marijuana possession. All studies show that young white people are actually using marijuana at a larger rate. Of the 5 million stops conducted during the Bloomberg administration, nearly 90% were black and Latino New Yorkers. In 88%, almost 90% of the cases, no charges were brought. Suspect descriptions are the reason listed for stops of a small minority of the time, 12% between January 2010 and June 2012. In addition to, guns were found in less than 1% of the stops, which is primary reason that they say there was a purpose of this current policy.
The bill would appoint an Inspector General of the NYPD, appointed by the mayor but vetted by the City Council. There will be oversight by the Commissioner of the New York City Department of Investigations, who supervises Inspector Generals for all other New York City agencies and has subpoena power granted by the city charter. The bill would place a stronger ban on bias-based profiling by the police. City Council member Brad Lander, the other co-sponsor, said another area where they're concerned about bias-based profiling is in the NYPD's surveillance intelligence counterterrorism programs.
Since 2001, there has been a significant expansion of those programs. We've spent over $1 billion and committed thousands of police officers to counterterrorism work, and that's entirely appropriate. Let's be clear. We want there to be a robust local counterterrorism program to seek to prevent terror attacks and keep New Yorkers safe. But there has to be appropriate oversight of that program, and it cannot be based on overbroad surveillance of communities based primarily on national origin and religion rather than on specific leads or reasonable suspicion of terrorist activities. The NYPD has given the council and the public almost no information about these programs, despite now spending about $200 million a year. They denied for a long time the entire existence of the demographics unit and essentially misled the public about what it was doing, even after documents were brought forward. And the NYPD documents that have been made public as a result of the AP investigations, at the very least, give anyone who looks at them seriously genuine cause for concern that mosques and Muslim student groups have been targeted for undercover surveillance in an overbroad way that's based primarily on ethnicity and religion and not on any specific leads or reasonable suspicion of terrorist activity. Meanwhile, Chief Galati in court earlier this year testified that the NYPD has not made use of the intelligence gathered by the demographics unit in preventing any terrorist attacks.
Because these are new bills, there are new sponsors. In addition to Williams and Lander, also joining them are City Council members Melissa Mark Viverito, Rosie Mendez, Fernanda Cabrera, and Robert Jackson. Williams and Lander are expecting extensive debate on the bills. Anticipating this, Williams said,
I would wager a bet that the people who most vocally speak on these bills, that I have been to more funerals of young black men than they have. that I have spoken to more mothers just minutes, hours, days after they've lost a young black or Latino male than they have. There is a history, unfortunately, of a paternalistic response saying, even though I am not the person who deals with this, I know better than you who live in the community and who represent the community. This is not the way to do it. People should listen to the people who are dealing with both of these problems.
At question time with reporters, Williams and Lunder were asked by the New York Post whom they meant would be telling them about what is going on in their communities, but they wouldn't name names. So far, they anticipate 33 co-sponsors of the bill and hope for a majority vote to counter what they anticipate will be a veto by Mayor Bloomberg. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.